right. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Oh, my gosh. Is it a happy Sabbath?
Yes.
Happy Sabbath, everyone.
Happy Sabbath.
All right. I like that kind of happy Sabbath. So, I have a story to tell you today about a good friend of mine. And I think that you're going to like this story. My friend is called Crispo the Magical Parrot. In fact, he's my friend, Coral and Kelly's friend. His name is Crispo the Magical Parrot. And Crispo lives on an island. And Crispo, you know what Crispo's favorite food is? He loves mangoes. So, right? Aren't mangoes good? So Crispo, he was in the island, so every morning that he got up, Crispo just knew that there was going to be a mango waiting for him. He didn't know how, but he knew that there was always a mango, juicy and ripe, just waiting for him. So Crispo would go to get his food. He would get all full on mangoes. He would fly back to his nest. But every time when he would fly back to his nest, he would do all these loops in the air and do all these flips, like break dancing in the air. He would just get all excited and, you know, turn flips, and then he would jet into his nest and he'd just go, wee! Well, one day, Crispo came back from having lunch. And he was doing his thing, and he was like, I got my mango, I got my mango. And when he did that last loop-de-loo, his wing, instead of going into his nest, his wing got caught in the nest. And guess what? His wing got caught, he did a bam like that, and when he went down, he hit the tree, and he fell on the ground, boom, into a big pile of leaves. And guess what? His wing was broken. And Crispo couldn't move. He was like, what am I going to do? So Crispo laid there for a day. And he laid there for a day. I need some mango. And he couldn't fly to get any mangoes. He didn't know what to do. And just when Crispo was going to give up on everything, he just said, I guess this is the end. Dr. Juju came along. And Dr. Juju is the animal doctor. And so Dr. Juju would always take these morning walks about twice a week. And he happened to see Crispo the Magic Parrot laying in the leaves. So Dr. Juju got Crispo up and took him on home. And he fixed his wing. So every day, Dr. Juju would work out his wing. And of course, he would feed him mango. Because Crispo loved mangoes. So he would work out his wing and work out his wing and work out his wing. Till one day, Crispo said, I'm going to try. I'm going to try. And he did. And he got up. And he flapped his wings, and he flapped his wings, and he looped-de-looped around the room. But he was looking closer this time because he remembered how he broke his wing. And he was so happy. So Dr. Juju saw that he could fly again, and so he took him back to the space where he was. So Crispo was on the ground, and all of a sudden Crispo went, and he just flew around, and he was so happy. And, of course, he could get his mango every day. And guess what? During all that, even though he broke his wing, a little bird like Crispo the Magic Parrot, God took care of him. A little bird. And we wouldn't think that no one cares about a little old bird, but Crispo was a special mango-eating parrot, and God loved him too. So if God did all of that for a parrot, don't you think he's going to do so much more for you? All right. So, and I'll tell Crispo when I see him, and me, Kelly, and Cora will tell Crispo the Magic Parrot that y'all like the story about him, okay? So who's going to pray today? All right. Oh, I'm going to let your brother pray.
Okay. Thank you for this day, Jordan.
the shoes on our feet, and we can see our brother and sister in art. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right. Did you bring